So honestly, for me, working at an NS data engineer is basically like being a kid inside a candy store. There are so many things that you can do. There's so many things that you can just take.
Because we did so many mergers and acquisitions, we have like a lot of legacy. And to get that in a uniform way, all together, our data, that's pretty difficult.
The main advantage of working within such a larger, healthy organization is that you can basically have direct access to these business users that are your customers, that are waiting for your technology to land.
You really want to help your customers fast, but it's difficult if you have a really big company as NN, because we have multiple business units like pensions, we have insurance companies, we have a bank. My name is Muriel Versteeg and I work at NN as a data scientist. And if a customer calls, you want to know, okay, who is that customer? What kind of products does this customer have? How can we help this customer with that question? And the company is built up upon a lot of information from the past.
And that's also related to the way that we gather and ingest data now, right? Because in the previous situation, we would have this older technology, which would just basically store data in a data warehouse. My name is Boris van Heijden. I work as a data platform engineer at Nationale Nederlanden. I've been doing that for about a year and a half. But now we're using all these cloud native technologies. We are using this data lakehouse architecture with all these modern cloud storage kind of solutions. So when we ingest data, we can just process it much, much faster and actually use it for these analysis purposes much better than we used to.
So my name is Jorik Blaas and I work as a data architect within Nationale Nederland. So originally we were keeping administrative systems in order to handle claims and policies. And that turned into being able to dashboard and get overviews of how many things you have. And now we're at a phase where we're also using all of that data to analyze and predict and basically understand patterns that occur in the world through the data that we keep. I think with all these mergers and acquisitions, the challenge is to keep the data in a way without it interfering with your operations. So we bring in new systems, we try to rationalize products, so bring systems together. But typically you only do that for your active customers and your active policies. And that means you keep a trail of old systems with old data. And we have opted to go for like a data lake approach where that data is still available for analysis because our pricing teams really want to have at least 10 years of history to do their analytics. And then if you have a system that's brand new, there's only 2 years of data in it. So we opted for a data lake approach, and that's where we keep historical archives.
And I think maybe adding to that, for instance, in order to make sure that Muriel can do her job as a data scientist, we also try to make sure that the data we actually use and ingest is cleaned in a sense. So we do some deduplication steps. We try to make sure that the data is actually usable, because there's this saying going on in data science, it's garbage in, garbage out, and that will always be true. Like if you throw garbage into it, you will get a very bad prediction or analysis or whatever. So you need to make sure that that actually happens.
So what I do as a data scientist is I make models and we offer them as APIs to our teams. And these APIs also have to be implemented in the software that the teams use. That can be challenging because IT usually has a backlog. So you may have to make sure that they have time to implement your stuff.
That's also something we're really actively investing in as a company. We're really trying to reduce that barrier by putting in more platform engineering up front, by setting up like a model runtime environment so that the barrier for IT to accept these new solutions actually goes down.
Also, we have to help our end users to use our APIs. But usually that turns out pretty good because you want something that data scientists build, otherwise we wouldn't do it. Most of our projects are actually on process efficiency. So as NN, we are kind of a big company and there are lots of processes. And what we would try to do is use our data to make sure that other people can work faster or smarter.
We're running on the Azure stack and we're building an organization-wide collection of building blocks in Terraform. So that if you need to build something new, you could just pick it off from a compliant version that someone else has built already. And that's also making it easier to accelerate into this ever-growing cloud space. So if you, I think, yeah, if you touch on like Azure, Terraform, and then you can go into like Databricks or, you know, like the SQL engines or Databricks or something that replaces basically this traditional workload of having a database server and everything. We can now use a cloud technology that has the same capabilities, but that is much more scalable and adaptive. So we have a group initiative to formulate how that platform looks. And that's the NNDAP. That's the blueprint. And every business unit that goes on to implement the DAP starts from that blueprint. And we use an inner sourcing process. So if we make additions, we can actually commit them back to the central team and get them adopted into the platform. And that creates a tremendous critical mass.
Yeah, so we basically create all sorts of modules that everyone inside the company can use. So for instance, if we come up with something that's really cool and it's really innovative, then we can actually, like Jorik said, push that back and make sure that all the other business units can use it as well. And it's really nice in this way that we can actually build modular platforms and like make this entire thing just lift off.
Yeah, we actually did that. We just committed back a module. So we made a module within SITAP to manage data quality. And it's based on like open source technology, but we adapted it so that it's suitable for our use case. And that is now part of the platform. So that means other business units can just reuse that as they go. And if they have additions, they can just add them and put them back into the source and share them with others.
In a way, it is, I think, one of the biggest transformations we're currently doing in terms of analysis. It really empowers employees to use the data in just a quicker way, which in turn also helps our customers, right?
From a culture perspective, if you build upon same technologies within the company, but each make their own DAP, you learn a lot from each other. If you have Oracle one place and you have using R at the other place and Python, then it's hard to work together. So it's not only an opportunity for our platform to grow, but also for our people, because you learn from these code blocks and you can also get feedback over our business units. So that's pretty cool, I guess. We really always want to be front runner in AI. So if there are new technologies, we really want to be one of the first that uses it and adopts it. So we do like hackathons every year to see what new techniques are. Last year we did something on image recognition. We did a hackathon using GPT-3. We first always explore the new techniques. And by doing this in a hackathon, we build like a really small product. We do not necessarily bring this to production, but we did really explore it.
So sometimes you need to pick apart these cases, take some of the technology and examine where it fits within the organization. I think if you work at NN for a longer time, it's much easier to spot where these things fit.
Yeah, and also adding to that, I mean, we are NN and we have so much data. We have so much resources to use. So actually, we are one of those companies who can actually do this. Smaller companies might not have the resources, might not be able to do it, but we have a lot of people. We have a lot of smart people, interesting people, people who really want to make this digital transformation come through. Well, it's not only technology, right? So I think if we look at growth as a professional, but also as a person, and then does not only offer technological trainings, for instance, they also really, they are also really committed to make you grow as a person. So you can do all sorts of social skills trainings if you like. And we have this thing, I think we have this running gag going that there's no one within NN who has ever finished their educational budget within a year, because there are so many trainings that you can do. We're just really invested in growing, and that's actually something that is really, really nice that NN offers that to you as an employee.
If you would like to help me
and my colleagues build NN's data future,
please take a look
at nn-careers.com.